This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is a legend of the game, a 12-time PGA Tour champion, also won the British Open in 1997. Golf is back. Joining us this morning on the show is Justin Leonard. Justin, good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you joining us. And what was your feeling of seeing golf back, the PGA Tour back this past week?
I think we've all been clamoring for live sports. 3 months of, you know, replays of a lot of our favorite events has been a lot of fun. But to see live sports again, to see in a sport that we can all play, in the sport of golf, it was fascinating to watch, and I think we all enjoyed kind of the getting back to some sense of normalcy by sitting on the couch and watching live golf at Colonial last weekend.
You know, ultimately we'll get some fans back at these courses coming up, but for the time being, no fans. And I was kind of expecting golf to be fine even without the fans. I thought by and large it was when we watched. What did you think about watching the PGA Tour without a gallery?
It was interesting. I played in the event back in 2012 in Washington, D.C., where we had a storm roll through on Friday night. Tornadoes and power lines were down, and we played Saturday but without fans, and it was an odd experience. I think it's one that for the guys that doing it for the first time, it was probably a little off-putting. We saw a number of guys, you know, raise their hand after making a putt, this and that. When there's nobody there, it's just a force of habit. But I think it's something that the guys will get accustomed to. And like you said, hopefully we'll have fans out. Looks like the plan is maybe for a limited number of fans at the Memorial Tournament, which will be late July. But I think, you know, live sports without fans is much better than no sports at all.
Justin Leonard joins us this morning here on the show. Let's dig into that, because in golf, when you play, everybody's quiet on the backswing. Everybody's quiet on the putt. You're supposed to be quiet, 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 quiet. And if a fan yells something, sometimes that fan is escorted out. So that is against the grain of a golfer. You would assume that a golfer wants pure silence all the time. But you're saying it's actually better to have some fans there. Why is that?
Well, I think that the players certainly draw some energy from the fans. That's what they're used to just playing in front of, or people, and trying to, you know, elicit some positive response from them. It's a little eerie playing without anybody, because normally when there are fans, there's a buzz, and you get used to that. And now the buzz is silence. And so if there's a cart driving through, you know, for whether it's camera work or an official, things like that, you kind of hear everything. And so it can be a little difficult playing with it that quiet, because you kind of hear every little thing, versus when there's a buzz from the fans, maybe from other holes and things like that, you kind of become used to that as well.
You had an amazing career, 12 wins of the PGA Tour. Take me back to the time, the moment in your career where you felt the buzz was strongest, most palpable, that you actually noticed, man, this is great. These people are alive. I'm feeling this.
Well, the moment that comes directly to mind is the 99 Ryder Cup at Brookline. And we were 4 points down going into Sunday, and we needed to draw some energy from the fans there outside of Boston, and we certainly did. And that was just such a memorable day for me and for so many others because of the interaction with the fans. And you know, it's a reason why some of the players are hesitant to play a Ryder Cup without fans. They might rather see it postponed. The Ryder Cup's not going to be played until the end of September, so there's some time before they need to make those decisions. But it'll be interesting to see how all that comes about. But certainly going back to 99, we drew a lot of energy and positive experience from the fans there at Brookline.
Amazing moment. Justin Leonard joins us this morning here on the show. We heard an F-word drop the other day because now without crowd noise, we get to hear everything with the microphones picking up what golfers say. How difficult is it going to be for the competitors on the PGA Tour to make sure that they don't say anything that could be picked up by the mics a little out of line?
Well, I think they see that there are no fans. They kind of forget that there's anybody watching. Because normally you're more aware of it when there are people around. I don't think it's an issue. I think those things happen even when there are spectators allowed on the golf course. So it's no surprise that it happens. And golf's a hard game. It's a four-letter word as well, so it goes well with some of those some of the more colorful language you hear often.
So if you know some of the details, how will this look with limited fans at, you know, in Columbus or at other events? How will they try to make sure that it's safe for the fans that are there? Because I think a lot of my listeners will be thinking, okay, what's this going to look like on TV when I watch this, or if I want to attend one of these events? What do you think that they're going to be instituted to try to make this safe and okay for the fans to be there?
Well, I think, and I haven't really read a whole lot about that. Most everything that I've read has been about safe testing and getting the players to the venues and caddies, in a safe way, and then, trying to continue on with social distancing. So I'm sure that will be a very strong message. My guess is if the Memorial, they draw, I'm just guessing, but 30 to 40 fans, 1,000 fans per day. It might be more like 5, to where they can get people spread out. Golf is, it's an outdoor sport. There's a lot of room out there. Just got to remind the people to keep their distance from one another, but also give, a sense of energy. I was flipping around this weekend and there was a soccer match on, from, I think it was the Bundesliga League, and they piped in crowd noise, and it didn't take me long to forget that there was no crowd there, and so I don't think golf needs to pipe in crowd noise, but it would be nice for if a player hits a good shot to hear actual people clapping a nice applause. I think we'll all look forward to that. In the meantime, let's enjoy what we've got. Just seeing some live sports, and hopefully the fans will come sooner rather than later.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? The Bundesliga piping in crowd noise, and within a few minutes you forget that it's actually artificial crowd noise. It's pretty seamless. Justin Leonard joining us this morning on the show. You started playing at a real young age, and you learned from your dad, and this is a summer that's going to be different for a lot of people, maybe not as many vacations, kind of figure out different ways to get out of the house, but also stay safe and social distance. And so golf has become a really popular item for certainly golfers to play, but also maybe a good activity for kids to pick up this summer as well. How can families kind of start looking at maybe getting out and hitting the links this summer?
Well, with a lot of youth team sports have been canceled or postponed this year due to COVID-19, it's just a great time to pick up the game with your kids. The game's different than it was 30 years ago when I started playing and when I played with my dad. No more persimmon woods and those types of things. And so being able to get out and play, Dick's Sporting Goods and Golf Galaxy, they've got everything you need to get started with the game. They've got great fitters that help you get in the right equipment. You know, the Callaway Maverick driver, TaylorMade Sim Max, they've got irons, woods, everything. And so it's a great time to get into the game. And with Father's Day coming up, it's a great time to treat your dad to something special. And, you know, there's a lot of sales going on this week in preparation for Father's Day. So really a great time to get in the game. You can maintain social distancing. A lot of golf courses all over the country have stayed open during these last 3 months. And so if you haven't picked the game up yet, it's a great time to pick it up now.
Dick's Sporting Goods, Dick's.com, GolfGalaxy.com as well, as Justin Leonard just mentioned, good for Father's Day gift ideas. Justin, great stuff today. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.